Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.
This is the big song at Fenway Park, Sweet Caroline. Boston Red Sox, for the first time in 95 years, win a World Series.
These great Red Sox fans have not seen a World Series clinching victory here at Fenway. It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years. The Red Sox are world champions.
Your announcer had plenty of time to get excited for that call because they won 6-1. And Red Sox fans have seen a World Series, but they have not clinched one in Fenway Park
right.
for 95 years.
They won on the road the last couple times. It's harder to muster up the energy for a good, you know, riot kind of party when you're winning in another city.
By the way, they don't pronounce riot like that.
What do they call it in
Boston?
Boston.
Rat.
Right.
Rat.
Something. I don't know.
There were. I don't think they rioted.
Just saying riot with a southern accent.
There were a few arrests, but no rioting, so to speak.
Didn't people run the marathon route? Like they ran towards where the Boston Marathon ends and kind of congregated over there?
I would think. I mean, that's got to be it's certainly a city that deserves some good news after what happened at the Boston Marathon.
Did someone do that? They basically ran the marathon during the game? That's cool. Dropkick Murphys sang the national anthem for the World Series.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallant.
Okay, nothing against the Dropkick Murphys, but...
You better be careful.
Well, isn't that exactly what you would have heard in every pub afterwards? And you would go, are you the Dropkick Murphys? No, 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 we're just five guys.
It's just a bunch of drunken bastards singing a song.
You know what I mean? I mean, it kind of exposes the gag of the Dropkick Murphys to have him sing the Drunken Star Spangled Banner.
That's classic.
And the whole group
is
singing.
Don't step on the song.
All right. God, if I had been there, I would have had goosebumps.
I'll take those guys over Susan Boyle any day.
Seriously.
True.
Or the latest.
No, I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying that when you listen to it, you say to yourself, if you were transported in time from 5 years ago and you had no idea who they are, they would go, like, why didn't they get some like big band?
you could have had Celine Dion.
I guess the season 4 semifinalist from The Voice, who's from Boston, was unavailable tonight.
Okay. Happy congratulations to all my Boston buddies. Now, I lived in Boston for, you know, here for 25 years going on. Before that, New England for 30 years almost. And I will tell you this, the one thing about Boston Red Sox fans is they always bitch and moan and whine about their team. When they would win a World Series away, they would be like, yeah, but we never win one at home.
Right.
When they were, you know, in the World Series, they're like, they're going to blow it.
Right.
And in fact, I once got in a cab in Boston while they were in the World Series near Fenway, and you could hear the crowd cheer. And he was like, I turned off the game in disgust because there was some play. And so it would be funny to find the one disappointed Boston Red Sox fan.
Oh, there's more than one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Those bastards, I had tickets to Game 7.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I spent $4,000 on tickets to Game 7, and they got to win it in 6? Really? Really?
Those are the people disappointed that were making money off these tickets, because last night you could have got in there for about $800 for the cheapest seat. because people were selling, speculating, well, if they, you know, game seven is going to be the really big one. So
they went in expecting to lose. That's so Boston. So Boston. All right. David Ortiz accepted the MVP award.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most valuable player in the 2013 World Series, David Ortiz.
Well, first of all, I want to say this is for you, Boston. You guys deserve it. We've been through a lot this year. And this is for all of you and all the family who struggle with a bomb in Nelly this year. It's for all of you. Should I keep it clean? This is our big city!
Nice.
I want to thank the best fans in baseball. Without you guys' support, I don't think we will be where we are right now. You guys are the greatest of all time. I want to thank my teammates, best teammates ever. You guys are legit. Thank you.
All right, David Ortiz. He's very Irish, as you can hear.
Oh, yeah. He's a Southie.
Boy, it's funny. I know this is so terrible, but it's just a great example of how when something doesn't happen in your backyard, you forget about it so fast. I was not thinking about the marathon bombing at all during this. Literally until last night when I saw that people were gathering at the end of the marathon, I thought, oh, right. Well, good for them. Isn't that amazing? Because we're all the way out here.
Oh, yeah.
And even so someone whose eyes are glued to the news all the time, like mine are, totally forgot.
You're absolutely right. I had a similar feeling the other day when I was like, what? They didn't fix the beach house where Hurricane Sandy came by? Like, I thought that was all fixed because it wasn't in the news.
Yeah, 1 year later, there's a few fixed. There's a few aren't. Listening to David Ortiz makes me sad every time.
Why?
That was the Seattle Mariner you just listened to right there. We traded him away for nothing. I mean, nothing. Now, he wasn't very good when we traded him away.
How good was he in the World Series? The MVP?
Yeah, MVP. Yeah. Batted over 600. He's on.
So we traded away a World Series MVP.
We traded away.
You felt the need to point that out this morning.
We traded away.
As if the season wasn't already bad enough.
We traded away a Hall of Famer. That guy is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
We did get a short-term reliever and a goat. Come on. Let's put things in perspective.
Now, in all fairness.
Do you think Macklemore would sing the national anthem at the Mariners World Series Game 7?
Definitely.
I think he would have
to. How would Macklemore
sound? Well, he might have to arm wrestle Eddie Vedder for it because Eddie's pretty big baseball.
Eddie would be an obvious choice. And he'd sound almost like that band without
Can you see by the dawn's early light? Bombs bursting.
Yeah,
I love that.
Stupid.
Man. Yeah, it's awesome.
Are you kidding? That would be perfect. Do some more. Eddie Vedder sings the national
anthem. Can you see by the dawn's early light? All ships in the harbor and they're firing away.
That's so dumb today.
On our flag, we're still there. Flag still there. Flag still there.
You know what? We have to record that.
And the home of the brave.
We really do.
That's beautiful.
Brave.
All right, now what if, I don't know if you could do this one. It would probably be anticlimactic after that. But Macklemore doing the national anthem.
You don't even have to fake it.
To Thrift Shop.
Well,
did he do the national anthem?
He didn't do the national anthem, but he wrote a song about Dave Niehaus.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, not as funny.
I don't know. That sounded like a rap. He's just a white guy talking fast. That's what we do all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to pop some tabs. Doesn't sing to the national anthem.
I'm going to pop some Brits. See them. Eddie Vedder was the one.
He could always do God Bless America or Take Me Out to the Ball Game. There's few singing opportunities.
There's more than one.
Yeah, at every national anthem. You
Take me out to the thrift shop.
Yeah, you could have that.
Buy me some peanuts and pop some tags.
We have no shortage of great musicians. We just need to get to the World Series.
Right.
Yeah, right. We'll find plenty of people there.
We do have great sporting news this morning. The Sounders.
They did it. 2-0, right,
You got
Pedro?
Some audio, Pedro?
I got the second goal, the one that put us in the playoffs.
This here we go.
Colorado rapid season. Bangs on the next 2.5 minutes. How much more has Seattle got in them? Eddie Johnson, brilliant skill, even better finish! That is the goal that sends the Sounders through to their fifth straight Western Conference semifinals.
Wow. The Sounders had gone 7 games without a victory, entering the Western Conference knockout round Wednesday against Colorado, but they prevailed. It was win or go home, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's been a total collapse. I'm not a big follower of the team like Pedro is, but it's amazing because this team was thought to be the shoe-in. I mean, you think the Seahawks are a dominant team. The Sounders were dominating everybody. They're supposed to roll all the way to the, you know, championship this year, and it looked like they were. And then all of a sudden they traded for, was it Clint Dempsey, who is the richest guy and the most high-profile guy in the league. We get him, and I swear that it's like the minute they got that guy, they started losing, and they had not won. And
they tied a couple times, but they hadn't won a game since September. But now they move on, and the last night was a win-or-go-home kind of night. They'll be playing 2 games against Portland. Saturday night here against the Portland Timbers at the Clink, maybe the biggest attended American soccer game in history.
The 2 biggest teams, I mean, when it comes to the crowd, they're going to be playing in for the playoffs. This is going to be insane. This town is going to go crazy.
It's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you don't want to go. I said he should go, right?
Right. Later, why come you don't go to every Sounders game?
I said to him, why won't you go? And he basically said he has to work too much. By the way, we don't work at the radio station on
Saturday. He's
embarrassed
that he doesn't drive.
No.
Keep it quiet, though. I don't want to embarrass him.
No, I want to know why he doesn't want to go.
He can't drive. I don't want to mention it.
He knows he can't drive.
Pedro doesn't allow himself fun. I got to say, he needs to get out there a little more because I've offered, like, the original Return to Forever was here with Stanley Clark and Chick Corea. I mean, great jazz musicians. The man loves jazz.
No, Return to Forever automatically sounds like it takes too long.
Right? Well, I said, you know, we got to go. I could get him to go.
I know, and it's not the driving. Oh. It's that he is practicing to be the greatest drummer who ever lived.
You think that's what it
is? When you're a musician, I'm telling you, you have to practice a lot. And Pedro is a man of routines and disciplines. Am I right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And he goes home and he has this many hours to write jokes for
the big jaw guy.
And then he has this many hours to practice his drums. And he works out. And he has, you know, 6 minutes with Luciana, the same 6 minutes every third day, I believe. Something like that. I mean, I'm sure whatever you guys do, it's scheduled.
Wednesday,
right?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Is it 4 days in a row? Uh-huh. God, I'm so jealous. So, that's what he... So when you say Return to Forever is playing at such and such, he just goes, I'm sorry, I'm already booked.
So I have to tape Gilmore Girls and edit down season 5 of Predator the Lions for the show.
These once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to see your home team play.
Every
against
day
Portland.
Is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Right.
But people who accomplish stuff, who get good at something, sacrifice that immediate gratification of going to a show or doing something for the studying and working
hard.
Yeah,
but you have to have some mindfulness about enjoying your life. Remember when I had that Madonna meltdown last year?
I remember because you went out in the middle of the night and Madonna came on late.
Right, and the issue was not Madonna. The issue was that I was too structured to ever consider being
going out on a
at
weeknight.
10 o'clock on a Tuesday night, even though it was going to be a fun time with my girlfriends. I just wouldn't do it, and I was fighting myself. And he needs to break his routine. That's all.
I feel like this is an intervention.
It is an intervention. Enough with the drums. You need to go to the Sounders game. Enjoy. Live a little.
You would enjoy a Sounders game. More than anyone else on the show, it is your sport. You are proud of Seattle. You are always the one speaking up for the Sounders and saying, you know, this is the big, and it is. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fun to have someone on the show passionately telling us that they experienced it. Like if the Mariners even have a hit, Joe is excited.
Since we're going back for the Mariners.
All of us are watching the Seahawks and passionate about it, but
text messenger does point out on the Mariners that we are making a big assumption that Macklemore and Eddie Vedder will still be alive when the Mariners make it to the World Series. That may be a long time coming still, so.
How many years have we gone? All the years without a World Series clinch at home.
Nowhere close yet.
Yeah, by the way, screw Boston. 95 years, who cares?
Right. That's nothing.
I think the Mariners will get there someday. I don't know about the present ownership. I love them. I love that we were rescued by Yamauchi, and obviously he's passed away since. And Nintendo is a great, wonderful company that does a lot of business here. But they seem not committed to winning at all.
It takes an ego an enormous global-sized ego to be the kind of owner that will lose money just to win a trophy.
Yeah, you have to be irresponsible in business.
And that wasn't,
I'm not sure the Japanese are all that big on that.
I mean, they're about pride, but they're more about practicality as a culture than they are about the ego of having that ring and being part of that club.
Patrick, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I was a little disappointed with the trophy presentation last night.
What went wrong?
Well, they gave the trophy to the wrong person. They didn't give the trophy to the person who won the game. They gave it to the owner.
The owner won the game.
No, he didn't. The players won the game.
Are you talking about the World Series trophy, not the MVP trophy?
The World Series trophy. I mean, in most other sports, the players that actually played the game are somewhat involved with the trophy presentation, but there wasn't a player on the podium.
We come back to what you were just saying about ego. Yep. And in baseball, the winners are the owners with the big egos. And the owner would be the one who stepped up to the plate, literally, and put a team on the field that could win the World Series. So I hear what you're saying, Patrick, but I think in baseball, the owner, do they always give it to the owner? I think they do.
They do.
Yeah.
But you look at any other game, you know, even in the NFL where they give the trophy to the owner, they at least have the team around them to say, yeah, well, this is my team that came to the field that won the trophy.
Yeah, I'm hoping in February we'll get to find out firsthand, but I assume Paul Allen will be the first man to touch that thing, and he will probably pass it off to Coach Carroll, who will give it a little kiss, and he will
hand
pass
it to
Russell Wilson.
Hand it to the Pope. He'll put his arm around it and put it on his lap.
on down the line. Everybody will get a little feel of that thing.
If you look at the NHL, when they hand out the Stanley Cup, they hand it to the captain of the team. And the whole team take it and skate around the ice.
The Stanley Cup, they'll let you drink beer out of. They'll let you take it home for parties. I mean, I have touched the Stanley Cup, and that is no joke. Yeah. That's how unprotective they are.
You'd
in the
have
Stanley
to have
Cup.
Massive testicles to take that away from the players.
Yeah, it goes on tour. The Stanley Cup is like the people's trophy. That is one of the coolest things in sport, I think.
Now, there's a trophy in Canada for lacrosse. It's called the... I forget what they call it, the cup.
That's all right. No one cares.
Yeah.
Do you know what Patrick is calling us from Victoria? You're Canadian, right, Patrick?
Yes. The trophy for lacrosse, when the trophy is won, the team actually take it out and take it to the bar with them after the game, and it goes to the bar with them to celebrate.
Patrick, Mark in Polesbo says you're wrong. There were three players there with the owner for the trophy. Is that right, Mark?
That was afterwards when they're handing out MVP and that. They came up on the stage later.
No.
When they handed out the
manager.
The manager was there.
The manager was up there. Dustin Pedroia was up there. Koji Uehara was up there along with his translator. And I can't remember who the third one was. I grew up in New England. I'm a huge Boston fan. I watched every single second of the season.
Yeah, and Patrick, you're Canadian. What business is it of yours?
We have a team.
When the Blue Jays win a series, call us back.
Yeah.
Oh, be nice. They have. Be nice.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
A Mariner fan. You're talking smack as a Mariner fan?
Yeah. Your country only has two teams.
Yeah, he was wrong. There were three players up there, and they always give the trophy in any sport to the owner. That's just the way it works. They own the team. They get the trophy. And, Bob, I grew up right next to where you used to live in Rhode Island.
Not cool.
In Bristol, I grew up in Warren.
Yeah, I actually lived in Warren. I say Bristol because it sounds cooler. So there you go.
Yeah, those three players came up on the stage about 30 minutes after the awarding of the trophy.
No, they didn't. Watch the replay.
All right, you guys. Duke it out.
We're starting an international.
Remember, I told you that New England people would. Yeah,
right.
They like the arguing about the
those bastards.
But I'm sure he's right.
Well, I mean that he's right that players deserve the accolades because they're the ones that got out there in February and started spring training and did the work for.
They all get a big bonus, don't they?
They did get a
they get money. Bonus. That's called accolade.
Yeah.
That's where you can give me my accolade.
And but the owner, he's the guy who wrote the checks. He's the guy who had to bite the bullet. Is David Ortiz worth $1 million a year? Yeah,
right.
He's coming out of my pocket for that amount of money.
Again,
You don't care.
Sports people could say the same thing over and over again, 18 different ways.
Yeah, I like to talk about it for 4 minutes, and then I like to talk about something else. Yeah.
So congratulations to the Red Sox. How is it that JFK, John F. Kennedy, is still controversial? Where does this audio come from, Peter?
And they dug up some audio of, I think it was a magazine. I'm not sure.
No. Last year.
It was the National Archives. Yeah.
When you say JFK and dug up, I go, again, the question comes up, why?
Well, be careful. There's a gas line down there at the tomb.
He has been in the news this week.
I saw the eternal flame on TV.
Yeah, they fired it back up.
Well, it was not an eternal flame then. They have to rename it.
Well, they took the flame from the eternal flame and had a temporary flame off to the side while they remodeled the eternal flame.
So it was never out?
No,
never
it was out. Never out.
All right.
But, hole before you dig.
Yeah. But they had to repipe it, you know, because it's been there for a long time. And they were worried it would go out. So now they've got it all ready.
Here's the deal. Next month is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. It's
excellent.
A big deal.
Wow. Yeah.
50th anniversary. They released 260 hours, the Kennedy Library, 260 hours of audio. And there are speeches on everything from labor to human rights to the Cold War. I mean, everything.
Kennedy is the political Jimi Hendrix. Who knew they had more material?
He's the Tupac of Massachusetts.
President J.F. Tupac.
Yeah.
Here is Kennedy, and this is controversial, I guess, because he was annoyed about the U.S. men's hockey team losing, so he asked, did we send girls to play Sweden? It's so not politically correct today, but I don't think it was anything back then.
Dave?
Yes, how are you?
How are you?
Dave, I noticed in the paper this morning where the Swedish team beat the American hockey team 17-2.
Yeah, I saw that.
Christ, who are we sending over there? Girls?
I don't know, they haven't won a game.
I know it. I mean, who got them up?
I don't know. I can check into it.
But God, we got some pretty good hockey players, haven't we?
Yeah, I think better, yeah.
Well, I suppose they're all playing in their college teams, are they, or something? I'd like to find out whether it was done, under what, who sort of sponsors it, and what kind of players they've got, because I think it's a disgrace to have a team that's 17-2. That's about as bad as I've ever heard, isn't it?
17-2. They've been beaten by everybody by scores almost equal to that.
Yeah, so it's obviously... We shouldn't send a team unless we can send a good one. When you find out about it, let me
know.
Yes, I get on it, Mr. President.
Well, imagine if Cuba was loaded with Russian missiles and I sent the crew of the SS Minnow down there, the skipper, the Gilligans, that's what it would be like.
Yeah. Is that what you heard? You know what I heard? Only thing on his mind is girls.
Yeah.
Girls, yeah. Speaking of girls,
speaking of a team of women.
Send those girls back. Yeah. They obviously don't put up much of a fight. They're my kind of girls.
And speaking of girls, I've been to a Swedish Olympic hockey event, and he should have gone over there firsthand, because if you want to see girls, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
In the stands, remember that? Yeah.
The Jonas Brothers have split up in the weirdest kind of way. I mean, they split up. They talk on Good Morning America. They were working on an album. These guys can't even finish their album, and they're releasing just 4 songs. Now, it doesn't matter to me much, but if you have girls, this would be a big deal to some of them. At what age, though? Aren't the girls that like them over them too?
I think most people are over them. It may be part of the issue. I don't know.
Were they so used to being big stars?
Right. They were announcing a tour, and I don't know how many tickets were being sold.
The Jonas Brothers split up on Good Morning America coming up. Also, Golden Tate cost us 15 yards when he taunted on the way to the end zone. You saw that the other night. How would you feel if his actions had resulted in having the touchdown taken away instead? There is a proposed rule change that could be coming to the NFL next. Would it have been okay if that were the rule, to take the touchdown away? What do you think? Right after these.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
Your northwest weather for today, showers high of 57, tonight low of 46, and tomorrow cloudy with a high of 58.
Tulalip Resort Casino presents Amy Schumer live January 10th. Tickets are on sale now on site at the Rewards Club or through Ticketmaster. Find all the exciting details at TulalipResortCasino.com.
Mattress Price Wars, we were talking about them earlier. They do end soon, and this is a great weekend to go buy a bed. Sleep Country USA has Mattress Price Wars going on right now. Posturepedic versus Beauty Rest, you can save hundreds of dollars on either one. You can also take advantage of that 36 months interest-free financing on the Tempur-Pedic or the Serta iComfort mattress set. No interest for 36 months on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. While you're at it, if you do get the Tempur-Pedic, they'll throw in two free Tempur-Pedic pillows. They're as comfortable as the mattress itself, and you can try that dual-sided support of the Symphony that the Tempur-Pedic is offering now. Choose two at no cost to you. Just buy a Tempur-Pedic mattress and you're set. As far as the price goes, you've got 100 days to find a better one. If you do, they'll beat that price by 5% and refund you the difference. There's over 80 locations of Sleep Country USA's now in the Puget Sound area, and Mattress Price Wars is going on at all of them. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Good morning, Seattle.
Thank you for trusting Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
The news is back in the morning, CBS This Morning.
Did you wake up today with Cairo 7 Eyewitness News and CBS This Morning?
Breaking news in Seattle this morning.
Major developments on the diplomatic front.
If you're not starting your day with Cairo 7 Eyewitness News and CBS This Morning,
under a state of emergency following yesterday's deadly clashes,
you're not just missing the news.
Cairo 7 has new information on the suspect.
Or important information.
Weather and traffic for you every 10 minutes.
Storm Tracker shows heavy showers moving in.
Not a morning to be on I-5.
You're missing an experience.
Cairo 7 gives you a never-before-seen look inside.
You only get on Cairo 7 Eyewitness News, 4:30 to 7 a.m., followed by CBS This Morning.
Only on CBS This Morning.
Tomorrow, when you wake up, make us part of your morning routine.
Video you will only see on Cairo 7.
And be better prepared when you walk out the door.
Very dangerous conditions this morning.
It is very slow going if you're coming in from the south.
Watch Cairo 7 Eyewitness News from 4:30 to 7 a.m., followed by CBS This Morning.
When disaster dooms your day.
I am not changing a flat tire in heels and a bridesmaid dress.
If we miss the ceremony, Julie won't throw the bouquet. She'll beat us senseless with it.
And there's no end in sight.
Okay, we can do this. Where's the Jack? Jack, I dated a Jack once.
Mommy issues.
Ugh, Stacy.
Only one superhero will come to the rescue. A caped crusader without equal. It's...
the Triple A guy?
Okay, instead of Caped Crusader, maybe I should have said,
gentlemen in an orange safety vest. But the Triple A guy will fix that flat fast so you can make the wedding and conquer the dance floor.
My hero.
Exactly.
For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
Season you wait for all year long, and it's in knowing you'll be ready for it. Come to Cabela's Ultimate Outfitter Sale. You'll find deals like 50% off all Cabela's MTB base layer. Save $50 on a True Timber Pentagon blind, now only $99.99, and save $30 to $40 on Moultrie Game Spy C80 or C90i game cameras. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, don't miss Cabela's Ultimate Outfitter Sale. Stop by Cabela's today.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
I hate to smile. I haven't been to the dentist in years, and I don't want to be lectured or put down.
If you want your dental work done the most comfortable way possible with the fewest appointments, you should consider having your dental care done while you're sedated. I'm Dr. Mark Cajano, a dentist with Seattle's Best Smiles. I have helped thousands of patients just like you correct years of dental neglect. My goal is to help change your perception of the dentist.
To learn more, call 206-462-2466, 206-462-2466, or visit mysedationvisit.com.
Let the relaxing rhythm of Amtrak take you to over 500 destinations. With breathtaking views, unmarred by traffic jams, and changing seasons that turn transportation into entertainment. The country is your oyster, and the rails are how you get there. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
One-way fares from Seattle are as low as $40 to Vancouver, $104 to San Francisco, and $95 to Sacramento. Book now at Amtrak.com. Fares subject to availability. Routes, fares, and services subject to change without notice. Restrictions apply.
You, with the back pain that keeps coming back. You might think it's from lifting too much at the gym or from a bad mattress or even your posture. But the truth is, it may not be anything you're doing at all. It could be me. ankylosing spondylitis. See, I'm not just any back pain. I'm a chronic autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can eventually affect other joints. Does your back feel stiff when you first wake up? Does it hurt most when you're at rest? These are some signs you could be dealing with me. So stop ignoring your back pain. I could be a real possibility.
If you have persistent back pain, it's time you faced it. Visit asbackpain.com to take a free quiz that can help you find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis or AS. Then discuss your results with your doctor. Your back pain may not be your fault.
It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis.
Take the free quiz at asbackpain.com. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Sure, Mattress Discounters always has the largest selection of memory foam mattresses under one roof, but their Veterans Day sale? That's ending soon. Time's running out to get 4 years interest-free financing on the entire Tempur-Pedic Cloud Collection on approved credit. Get a queen-size Sealy gel memory foam mattress for just $497, plus free delivery and Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save. Mattress Discounters' Veterans Day sale is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
My mom and dad both have health issues, so yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. After I left his office, I called Regence Blue Shield. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered and what's not, and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regence, your health connected. Regence Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
This report is brought to you by Sterling Bank.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the S-curve's getting a little bit busier now. From closer to the Valley Freeway, you're going to start to see some crowding there. It'll take you all the way into the Kennedale Hill. Southbound 405 getting backed up as well. From 527 all the way down past 522 all the way into Kirkland is where you're going to see that congestion. I-5 northbound after Albro, stalled vehicle there blocking the center lane, making things a little bit slow headed into downtown.
Your good friends, they are your trusted neighbors. They are the bankers of Sterling, and every day you can find them performing extraordinary acts of banking. Sterling Bank, nobody works harder for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Rock and roll is on. Text this word now for your chance at tickets for this weekend's game.
This is your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Hawks versus Tampa Bay. Text the word PASS to 52309. Remember, for tickets to any Hawks game, including the upcoming Monday night game against New Orleans, or any sporting event or concert, log into VenueKings.com. Golden Tate lost us 15 yards on the return when he taunted the other team on his way to the end zone the other night. Now, the NFL is considering taking away touchdowns for taunting. In other words, it would be a foul and result in a 15-yard penalty from the point of the foul. So, I don't know. Tate was started his... It's funny, you'd have to do the hand puppet thing, mm-hmm. and you'd have to determine at what point it turned into a foul.
Right.
And it would be 15 yards from that point.
Yeah, so in this play's case, you know, it's an 80-yard pass play or whatever, but he really didn't. He started pointing a little at about the 50.
Now, you
at
don't
about,
count that.
At about the 30, there's no question that he's taunting. And then in the end zone, he, you know, slams the ball in the guy's face and really gets into him. So I would guess you would have to take it at about the 30 and back it up
15 yards.
So it would be
takes away that touchdown.
Yeah,
very likely. So Coach Carroll was asked about this. What would he think?
There's a report out today that the NFL is considering taking away touchdowns after taunting calls like they do in college. Would you be in favor of that?
No, I think that's a terrible thing to do. I think it puts too much pressure on the officials to change a game like that. I don't think that's the time. I think that the actions that the league took, you know, in this case, were warranted, exactly. But I think that would be a terrible thing for an official. I think it's terrible in college football to put it on a back judge to have to figure out whether they should take the touchdown away in a game. Remember, wasn't there a play here with Jake Locker a few years back when he threw the ball up in the air or something like that? That was horrible. That was a horrible call to affect a game, and it shouldn't. That just should not be part of what the official has to call. Throw the flag, you know, do the normal thing, and then take care of business afterwards. That just in. in taking a look at that situation, just to say it again, that that's not the way we want to present who we are and what we're all about. And it was a mistake that Golden has totally taken accountability for
moment.
And all of that. Just wish it wouldn't have happened and for a lot of reasons. But the statement that he made and that we make about it, I hope is clear that there's no place in that football. We don't need that at all.
They handled that pretty well.
Agreed.
By Tate eating voluminous amounts of crow,
yep.
And everybody saying the same thing. Did we get a lot of flack from around the country?
Oh my God, there were people, big time sports wonkers, who were saying stuff like, "I hope this guy tears an ACL and his career ends."
Sure. That and they're the good people,
right?
In their minds,
he was getting threats on his Twitter and stuff from fans, like, you know, I hope you die, basically.
I mean, oh, come on,
yeah.
What's wrong with being a little dynamic? So
well, sports people
otherwise.
Though, sports people are kind of like the death to Israel people.
Oh, well, thank you for putting
some
it in
people
terms
look
like
at what I mean. Remember, there was a guy with a van riding around Seattle a couple of years ago, and it said "Death to Israel."
Yeah.
And he was like, "It's just an expression."
Right.
Some people think it's a disrespect to the game itself.
Sure, whatever.
I figure you kind of it's taunting. What you're doing is humiliating the other team, right?
Yes.
So there should be a like penalty. I don't know if you take away the touchdown.
Dunk tank.
Yeah.
Paddy wagon.
I was thinking spanking tunnel just because it's easy. You know,
yeah.
You just let the other team line up and you got to go through there.
I kind of
agree with Rick the Bouncer on this. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, Bob, let me tell you something. If you defending me all day, you all on me all day, talking smack to me all day, and I can throw it in your face, and I can stuff it in your face, like Deion Brown or anybody else, or Deion Sanders or anybody else, you know what I'm talking about? If I can do that, don't take that away from me. The audience loved that. They loved it.
Yeah, the audience loves it. And a lot of texters agreed with you, Rick. They said that Tate was basically just getting back at the guy who had been taunting him and trash-talking him.
That's it. You don't want me talking smack to me all day. You talking smack to me. You're holding me.
But there is no talking smack penalty. I believe you can smack verbally all you want in football. Can't you, Spike?
No, you can't. I mean, guys do it. They jaw all day long.
Well, are they technically in violation when they say something about his mother?
If a referee were to overhear...
What's his mother really like?
She is so fat that if she broke her leg, gravy would pour out.
Right.
It's not his fault if that's true.
But she can cover the guy.
Yeah, she can.
In gravy.
Yeah,
now, if a referee hears a player talking profanities...
There's a smack penalty, too?
There's an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And that's what was assessed here with the taunting.
Mm.
Imagine if they could pull that touchdown back. Imagine if this rule got through, okay? All of a sudden, the Hawks don't get that touchdown. They had trouble all day long. That was one play. Imagine they don't win the game. Let me finish.
Okay? You're into your sports fantasy world again,
but go ahead. Yeah. This is what happens if that play is called back.
If that play is called back, then 7 points don't go on the board.
And we don't win.
Okay? And we don't win.
And then we imagine the season plays out and we don't have home field advantage because we lose in San Francisco and they've got home field advantage in the playoffs.
And then there's an earthquake and we fall into the ocean.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Shut up.
That's but terrible. San Francisco falls in too.
So we don't win. We don't have home field advantage. Well, let me make my point.
We are letting you.
No, you're not. So we have to go to San Francisco in the playoffs and we lose down there because it's not a home game.
In other words, one little action can affect the rest of the season.
And every guy who played it, every player who sweated their brains out all year long...
Loses. Because there's a team sport at play here.
It's the butterfly effect.
But if you make this the rule, how much taunting do you get? And how much is it tolerated by the coach? It ain't going to happen.
Be perfectly behaved men out there, which is what we want. All right, thank you, Rick.
By the way, her mother was so fat, she got a letter for Halloween that she wanted to take it through.
No candy for you, fat ass.
Oh, my God.
All right. Touchdowns for taunting. See, what else do we have here? The Jonas Brothers. All right. I think this is sad because the Jonas Brothers are, you know, a pop boy band, but very popular amongst kids. I believe both your daughters went through a Jonas Brothers phase, didn't they?
First real big concert I ever took Emily to was the Jonas Brothers. They were really good. They played well.
They're cute little heartthrobs, nice wholesome boys, Disney product.
Then didn't the youngest one play drums and he was like 5 when he started or something?
That's Hanson.
You're thinking of Hanson.
No, yeah. I'm thinking of the Hanson.
The Jonas Brothers, the youngest one is actually he's going to be the most famous out of all of them.
Yes, he's the most talented, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and he does a lot of good. He's got diabetes, I think. He goes to hospitals all the time. He's got his own solo career coming out. The oldest one got married, and his wife is pregnant, and he's got his own reality show on E! And then the middle one is rumored. Now, this is just a rumor. He's rumored to have some addiction issues that they're not talking about.
I heard that that was part of why
he's been seen with a sober coach who's like wandering around New York with him. Every time you see this guy, you see the sober coach. So what are you going to think? I mean, I guess the sober coach has to have friends.
Is it
too,
like a real, like a sober coach? That's what the person does for a living.
There's this one particular guy who has been a sober coach for a lot of people in Hollywood. So whenever you see him, you know that he's trailing someone who is trying to. And that middle Jonas brother is the one who's, you know, dating a model. I mean, they're all really good looking guys. And like Spike said, Disney product. But yeah,
here's Nick.
Youngest one.
The youngest one explaining what happened.
In a nutshell, I said, look, I feel like we've had some complications within the group for a long time without addressing them. I think this train will fall off the tracks without really getting real about some of the concerns and some of the limitations that we may feel as individuals in the group. And it was a tough conversation. I'm not going to lie. It was the first time we really had that real conversation. And it was a few days of working through it. But now I've all come to a place after a lot of time thinking about it and talking about it together where we feel like we're best suited to do our own individual things, all things we're passionate about, and choose to be brothers first.
Kevin Jonas says they won't be finishing their album, but they have four.
The album will actually not be completed, but we will be doing something for our fans. You know, they have traveled with us and been with us for so many years that we did not want to just leave without giving them back something. So what we've done is we're going to release four of the unreleased songs from the album. The rest of the album will be never released, but then we also have gone back in the studio and finished recording the live. We've put together the live tracks from the last summer tour, about 10 songs as well. So we'll be actually be giving that to our fan club members as a gift.
I think Kevin is the accountant in the band.
I think the gift is not finishing the album. That's the gift fans. Well, they don't remember them like they were, young and cute and talented.
He's the oldest one. There's also a rumor that his wife is sort of like a Yoko.
The accountant.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a there's a line of thought these days in the music business that no one cares about an album anymore. That it's all about individual songs, because that's how people download them. Do you know that these days, for most artists, most of the money is made by downloading? Mm-hmm. That that record sales of physical CD product are actually smaller.
Digital sales are bigger than records?
That's right.
This week's number one record's Katy Perry, and she sold, I think, 280,000 copies, which is massive, they say, these days. And you know,
disappointing compared to the old days.
Compared to the old days, yeah, that's not that much.
All right. There was a study that said, you didn't have this one, Joe, that divorce is contagious. That when someone you know gets divorced, there's a likelihood that his buddies and people around him will also get divorced. Did you know that?
Pedro was telling me about this study, and I think Stephen Colbert had some commentary on it. I did not see this, and I don't know if I necessarily agree. I also saw a study that said if you and your spouse share Facebook friends, there's more likelihood you're going to be divorced. And I don't know if I agree with that either.
Here's Stephen Colbert.
Traditional marriage is under attack, and this time it's not just from the gays. No, the real threat to marriage is threat number three, divorce. Didn't see that coming, did you? Now, divorce has never been great for a marriage, but according to a new study, divorce is contagious, which I've suspected for a long time. That's why I always did Larry King Live in a hazmat suit while holding a canary. I was okay. I was okay, but Larry did hit on the canary. No means no, Larry. Now, according to a three-decade study by Brown University researchers, although really it's none of our business what color they were, couples were 75% more likely to become divorced if a friend is divorced and 33% more likely to divorce if a friend of a friend ends his or her marriage. So, folks, protect yourself. Stay out of places where those infected with divorce often congregate. The frozen food aisle, dog runs, Miata dealerships, or traveling through Thailand because it.
I'm not sure what that last line was, but it was very interesting to hear that.
I think he was talking about the Capitol, wasn't it?
Yes.
Do you believe that there's any truth to that?
Definitely. How could it not? You know a couple, they get divorced. You are in support of one of them, maybe, and you think to yourself, how brave. Mm. She's going to be so much happier now, or whatever you think, and it can't not infect your own mind as well.
Do people think, like, why am I putting up with this?
Right.
They didn't. Why am I?
Exactly.
Is that the train of thought?
They ask, why are you divorced? He never picked up his stuff. He was in... And you think, huh?
Mine doesn't pick up his stuff.
You know, maybe that's what I need to do.
You never asked for two cups of coffee at home.
It's interesting. I've had friends actually hide from me that they got divorced.
Oh, I wonder why. Maybe it's because you have said into a microphone on many occasions that you don't think anyone should get a divorce, and you think that
but
when
see,
you say you're in it forever, you're in it forever.
It's funny you have heard that, yeah. Because that's not what I say at all.
What do you say?
I say, I don't know about other people. I don't know what other people should do.
Somebody texts in, my divorce was finalized yesterday, and they give 6 exclamation points to that to emphasize. Yeah. I think they're happy.
Also, my opinion has changed over the years as I've gotten to know certain other people better.
That brought to you by State Farm.
Yeah.
Like a good neighbor.
Some of you have had a point all along. No, I believe that everyone would get divorced if they believed they had the right to be happy all the time.
Which you don't. Think you do?
Not to be happy all the time, no. I don't believe that's part of the human condition. I believe that you shouldn't be mean, and you shouldn't tolerate that. I also believe that, you know, you got to do what's best for your children. Sometimes that means getting divorced.
That's right.
Texter says, this study is completely true in my case. I got divorced, and within 6 months, 2 of my friends followed. Currently, I have 4 mutual friends going through divorces.
I'm thinking that I am of the divorced generation, and I don't know... If that means...
I'm in the Pepsi generation.
Yeah, the 70s was the era of divorce. This is when it really hit stride. And
is it?
I don't know what the statistics...
Was it the Brady Bunch? I think the Brady Bunch caused all of that.
I don't know what the statistics would bear out, but my parents got divorced. And
see
just,
that? They're making it work.
Oh, they pretended their spouses died, but they really were divorced. You know, they were hiding it.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Just about every kid I knew... Their parents were divorced. More parents were divorced than not. And I do believe that it hit over 50%.
And by the way, I'm from the 60s. No kid I knew had divorced parents.
Right.
Not one.
In the 70s, you know, being just
isn't
a little
that odd?
Younger.
That is odd.
There were tons of divorce.
So which is better? Lots of divorce or none? If you have, those are your only choices.
Well, I'm thinking it kind of goes in cycles, and I'm thinking since I was in the divorce generation, the people of my age are probably a little less likely to divorce because we waited. We waited a long time to marry because we saw marriage as, that doesn't always work out so well. So,
you were more careful before you stepped in.
Right.
Yeah. Plus, you got your wild oats sown.
Yeah.
You had a small bag, but you still sowed.
Oh, yeah. I sowed a couple.
Texter says, I've been divorced 3 times. I now own a cracker.
Speaking of marriage, I'll give you an incredible statistic for my family, and I think this deserves a salute. Kelly's grandparents, Cal and Lillian, are celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary next week. 70 years.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know how many. That's when Willard Scott ought to call. I don't know how many people.
That's pretty amazing.
You hear about 50 years, maybe 60, but 70 years of living with the same person.
Yeah.
That is a lot of monogamy right there. That is that's, you know, you're heading towards a century's worth. That's what I, obviously, I don't know if Kelly and I will make it 70 years, but that's what we like.
There's
to
the bar.
You emulate, get over, yeah. You know, is that couple.
But the,
you know,
the coin.
Part of this for me is that today is Halloween, and you know what Halloween is for me?
It's your birthday.
It's my sobriety birthday.
Is it?
I don't talk about it very much.
But it's key to this divorce story, I'm sure.
It sure is. I mean, if anybody deserved to be dumped 24 years ago today... Would have been me.
You were a jerk.
Oh, man. I'm still a jerk. But I was way worse.
Were you selfish?
It's none of your business. I thought I was total king, you know what.
Yeah.
I had the whole ego thing out of control. This guy liked me. So that says something.
I tells
right
you
there.
What a crappy judge character I am.
You're like, no,
a terrible
you're
judge
right,
character.
Man. She's hard. How can she not let you have all that?
Yeah.
Who her?
But I was also,
parent, forget
but
it.
I was seriously on the John Belushi path.
Yeah.
I would actually say, wow, John Belushi died doing this. How come I can't stop?
So did you get a Halloween ultimatum, or did you decide?
I could talk for hours, but why don't this guy shut up and let someone else speak? But no, it was all up to me, because ultimately I had many ultimatums, but really it was, you know, I don't even know that we were all that aware, but no one could tell me to stop drinking or whatever. I had to just suddenly say, I'm tired of this.
How do we celebrate this anniversary?
We
shots.
We're all shots?
Shots.
You guys can do shots and smoke bud in front of me.
Shots of grass is what we'll do. Wheatgrass.
Wheatgrass shots.
Perfect.
But no, I mean, it's wonderful. It's 24 years later. But you know, the fact that our children are beautiful and they have integrity and they grew up not having a father who drinks. And again, I didn't drink normal. So I don't have anything against anyone. You've seen me out. I don't care if people drink.
Right.
And they don't I try to get at least 1.5 glasses in my wife in my wine.
One's not enough, night. And two's too many.
Yeah, you claim
you can
sober.
See the brain damage stuff.
Yeah.
And because two is too many, you know that.
Well, it depends.
There's a certain point where she goes, I think you're attractive again. That's the amount.
That's 1.5.
Check, please.
Right. It's like I'm the greatest pool player after 2 vodka drinks, but at 3, no. I'm a loser.
Janelle, hello.
Hello. You know that lady in Dakota? She's such a La Para.
She is.
What does La Para mean?
Bitch.
A bitch.
Bitch.
In Spanish.
Janelle, that's the word of the day. Here's your prize, Eric Corman.
All right, Janelle, you have a pair of tickets to the grand tasting at the 5th anniversary of Taste of Tulalip on Saturday, November 9th. The best, in my opinion, wine event of the entire year. Go to tasteoftulalip.com.
Awesome. Right. I've been looking forward to that one.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I wanted to get a room and have my wife come up after 1.5 glasses of wine.
Perfect. There's so much wine down there, though. You'd be in trouble.
Well, I know. I'd have to just take a break, honey. So, anyway. But.
Congratulations.
Your mileage may vary. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That's very exciting.
It is 24 years of sobriety.
I'm going to give you a hug.
That's really sweet of you. coming up next, a woman who's very, very responsible. The buck stops at her. You can blame her for everything. I've never heard a woman ever take full responsibility like this gal. You know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe how responsible she was.
How she was ready to fall on the sword?
She fell on the sword. She stabbed herself with it. She just kept going.
She played with it for hours.
That's Kathleen Sebelius, the healthcare lady, about the broken website. Also, in the next break, Aaron Jones... and Sir Mix-a-Lot. Aaron Jones and The Way has a debut album, Dream, available now. There's an album release party at Numo's this Saturday at 8 o'clock. And our show's big fans of Aaron. We like to think that we, and when I say we, I mean specifically Joe, spotted his talent, put him on the radio, and he wowed people probably 6 times over the last 3 years. Sir Mix-a-Lot saw him about a year ago and decided this kid... is amazing, and Sir Mix-a-Lot became his producer.
Yeah, kind of a mentor. Certainly, Mix will be the first to tell you that Aaron has the final say of what goes on in the studio, but Mix is the guy who has kind of showed him how you make a big-time record, and this is a big-time record.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the S-curbs, getting a little bit busier now from closer to the Valley Freeway. You're going to start to see some crowding there. It'll take you all the way into the Kennedale Hill. Southbound 405 getting backed up as well from 527 all the way down past 522 all the way into Kirkland is where you're going to see that congestion. I-5 northbound after Albro, stalled vehicle there blocking the center lane, making things a little bit slow headed into downtown.
Stop by the Fred Meyer Electronics Department for tablets, TVs, and more. Plus, the latest movie releases like Monsters University. Available now on DVD for just $16.99. Plus, get a free Emerald Breakfast on the go with a purchase. What will you find at Fred Meyer?
Hey, Spike here for the MoDog Challenge, powered by Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. The MoDog Challenge is a mission to raise awareness of men's health realities and get guys to see their doctors and inspire 10,000 texts of support. Just text MoDog, M-O-D-A-W-G, to 52309 right now. You'll receive a link to the top men's cancer risk factors, and you can use that link as a reminder to see your doctor and tell your buddies to do the same thing. MoDog, M-O-D-A-W-G, to 52309, or go to 957KGR.com, and the keyword is MoDog.
The Emerald Queen Casino presents Battle at the Boat 93 this Saturday as Ring Magazine Wonder Boy King Raheem takes on two-time USBA lightweight champ Tim Pitbull Coleman. A full undercard, including Jeremy McClary's debut. Tickets now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. Battle at the Boat 93 this Saturday, only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Don't miss the Alberti Appliance Warehouse Sale November 2nd and 3rd.
It's time to get ready for Halloween. So come take a walk down Eek Street at QFC, where you'll find low prices to help stretch your Halloween budget and plenty of ways to scare up some frightfully good times. You'll save on treats for the kids and delicious platters to make parties a snap. Plus everything to make your house come alive with Halloween spirit. And with faster checkout, you'll be on your way in a flash. So gather your ghosts and goblins and brew up some Halloween fun with low prices. Only at QFC.
Stop by your neighborhood QFC for a great selection of nutritious options you're gonna love. Fresh Northwest-grown Draper Valley whole chicken is on sale for just 88 cents a pound. Crisp, delicious Fuji or Braeburn apples are only 99 cents a pound. All prices with your Advantage card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
So in a nutshell, don't boil the ocean, just peel back the onion, get granular, and go gangbusters. Capiche?
U.S. Bank business bankers know that your business isn't a cliche. It's your livelihood. You want a banker who speaks your language and provides real solutions to help manage cash flow, payments, and growth.
When the rubber meets the road, take a deeper dive, cast a wider net, and check the bandwidth in your wheelhouse.
What are you talking about?
Now, that's the $64,000 question.
A U.S. Bank business quick loan offers rates as low as 2.99% APR for equipment, vehicles, and more, so you can take advantage of competitive rates to grow your business.
So think outside the box. The scenery only changes for the lead dog.
Call U.S. banker Chris Hales at 206-344-4261 for straight business talk that makes sense for your business. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Offer subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Rates subject to change daily. Promotional rate applies to loans up to 80% LTV and terms up to 36 months. Rate assumes automatic payment from a U.S. Bank business checking account. See banker or usbank.com for details. Member FDIC.
What's on the table?
The 800-pound gorilla.
This report brought to you by Safeway.
Your Northwest weather for today. Showers high of 57, tonight low of 46, and tomorrow cloudy with a high of 58.
Safeway has made it easier to save at the pump because now you can use your Safeway gas reward points at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Shop at Safeway. Save at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway. Ingredients for life. See store or Safeway.com for details.
Winter is on its way, and Sports Authority can help you make the most of the colder weather. From lightweight layers to high-tech winter.